Thank you, Justin. Sweet spot. We do have the hard line on the way with some why today doesn't suck. No afternoon jub today, but we do have a sponsor for afternoon jub, don't we?
Globe Life.
That's right. Thank you, Globe Life. And you put your name on this.
And now, the Mino Hypothetical of the Day.
This is an open handmade 2.5 years ago in the first week of our show saying, we'll use this at some point, and I think this is the first time we're ever playing it. So, yeah.
I got a stinger, too.
Hypothetical.
There we go. Where we have... Oh, there it is. I haven't heard that before.
Is that a precursor to Deep Eddy?
Some early Deep Eddy. So, yes, thank you, Ham. And we had a couple from last night, if we have time to get to them, as we're watching bad Ranger baseball. And baseball is a talking sport. You're not always talking about, you know, bitching about how you can't get a hit, whatever. So we'll just kind of come up with our own things, like bros will do. And there was a moment in the game last night where the Rangers mascot, Captain is his name, he's standing uncomfortably close to a railing on the second deck, and he's tossing t-shirts to young Ranger fans
right
below him. And the fans are happy and everything. And this is dark, so we can laugh, but we were wondering, like, if a mascot decided to jump at that point and end it all, that he's had enough bad baseball, that he doesn't want to do this anymore.
Or let's just say it's some, like, high wire, like, arena act where you have a zip line situation and there's a fall. It doesn't matter what exactly happens, but there's
a... And it's a mascot.
It
has to be a mascot.
And of course, we don't want to see this happen because there's a human inside the mascot. But let's say it's very visual, very public. Everybody sees it. It goes viral. And we see a literal death with Captain happening. Do you bring back that same mascot with somebody else in it? Or do you just completely scrap Captain and come back with something absolutely new? Because I feel like that might actually be the play. Because if there's a really grisly moment where everybody sees, for in this example, Captain dies in front of 35,000 people.
I wonder if this is in like the Rangers or whatever team's like crisis plan. Because every team has like something if there's a catastrophic moment happens. Like they do like a different like draft or something where they can fill a team. Like does a team have this for their mascots? Like, I think you just have to scrap the mascot altogether. Now, Captain is relatively new, but if it's somebody big like the Philly Fanatic...
Captain's been around for over 20 years.
Yeah, but he's still pretty spare. Like, he's no Philly Fanatic.
Look, I know
Bloopy.
I just think... I'm not a fan. I'm just saying he's been around for a long time. Can you come up with completely new mascot?
I think you'd have to ditch the mask. I think it's gone. I don't think you bring another one back, or at least you give it time. Give it a couple years.
My question is, the individual that dies wearing this mascot outfit, is he buried in the mascot outfit with a suit on now?
Like full mascot.
Yeah, is Captain now wearing a suit in his coffin?
They just have a massive coffin.
They can't close it.
And every other mascot comes to his funeral.
I'm sure that they're like the Philly Fanatic is like the main speaker. Yeah.
You got to get the pastor to jump on the lid to help.
It's a closed casket funeral.
So that was kind of dark, but I feel like you would probably need a brand new mascot if like, let's say it's Rowdy. Again, people don't like Rowdy that much on this station. It would be sad if a human died, but if it happens on such a big moment, like a big stage where so many people see it and it becomes a viral thing, you would have to like pivot and go in some other direction.
And that it's interesting with Rowdy because the Cowboys are super secret on the identity of Rowdy. Like, I've known somebody that was a Rowdy, and he's like sworn to secrecy even from his family. Like, they can't tell anybody. They have a different job title.
Why'd he tell you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because I know.
Okay. This in confidence.
I mean, his family probably knows, but like, it's not known in the community that he's Rowdy. Like,
ooh,
would they tell
American?
Would the Cowboys announce that
black
Rowdy, the person, has passed away, or would it just say the mascot? Like, I don't even know if they would release his identity.
I think you,
they just say
you
rowdy.
Probably have to at some point, especially if it's a big viral thing that everybody knows about. And it's a huge news story.
We got to go to the funeral, and they have just a picture of Rowdy up on that little stand.
And they're playing "Stand Up and Shout."
Yeah, walking by,
they got a wreath of flowers around. Yeah, it, black and white photo.
I got to go like kneel to Jerry and tell him how sorry I am.
But it almost happened with the Denver Nuggets mascot Rocky when he was being lowered from the stands, and he just faints, and yeah. he looks dead.
Like they Saddammed him all the way
it's
down.
Like he's hanging. But I think he was okay. Like he didn't.
Yeah, he was on
the
loose or something.
He was fine.
We can table that discussion next time we talk to George, because I'm sure he has some mascot thoughts. But we had another one too last night.
Yes, and this one came up like right before the theme hit.
I'm a medical.
This was one you came up with, and I think it was just because we were ready to go someplace else. But we like to talk teleportation.
Yeah.
And kind of surprised in the year 2026, we haven't perfected it yet.
I'm not surprised
Maybe someday.
By that at all. I don't think that'll ever happen, but okay.
So the hypothetical is you get a teleportation machine in your house.
Yeah, like Star Trek.
Yes, just like those. And you can teleport to three different places in the world. So you put you have three more machines that you can put wherever you want.
Right.
But those are the only places you can go, and you can go back. Where would you pick those three places? And you can use it however... They're like, there's no limit to how long you can do it, and it's instantaneous, right? You just snap your fingers and boom,
seconds,
you're there.
Within seconds, you're wherever you want to be. And my thought was, well, it would be nice to, you know, not drive to and from work every day, but would you waste one of those on work just to avoid having to the daily commute?
Yes.
Of three places in the entire world?
Yeah.
I got to be here more than any of those other two places.
But you can go to work, you can go home, and then you can go to Bali until you want to go to bed, and then you come back
home. I don't want to go to Bali.
You guys are so boring.
You want to go to Victory.
We're boring?
Like, you could go anywhere in the world, and you would choose
work. We have two other places. No, it's not the only one. We have two other places.
I just think you're... Okay, what would your other two be? Because I don't think I would... I think I would do Hawaii as one, and I don't think I would pick anywhere else in the United States for the other two. Like, that's the only United States one.
Yeah, like, I would go... people are picking Des Moines.
Go see family.
Well, you brought up Ventura would be beautiful
to go to.
I think just going to a beach.
Like, when it's training camp time, that would be pretty nice to not even have to worry about an awesome flight on American Airlines, and you just portal straight there. Or... if it's like a million degrees here in the summer, you can just spend a day in Ventura where it's like 72. I think that would be a pretty good one. And if you had stuff to do in Los Angeles or anywhere on the West Coast, that's a good point. My other one would be New York City because I just think New York City is awesome. And the other one would be Amsterdam because of some obvious reasons. Yeah. And it's very central in Europe to where I could get on a train and get to Belgium or Germany or Paris or even the UK within a day.
You wouldn't pick the ballpark?
I would not pick the ballpark, no. I live close enough to the ballpark.
The pitching mound.
I can deal with the 15 to 20 minute drive from Mansfield.
Yeah, I think I would do Hawaii as one. I would do... because I would want definitely a beach and then something mountainous.
Galveston, so
maybe? The Alps or something.
Crystal Beach.
Yeah, I'd go to Galveston. Yeah, either the Alps or just somewhere, three places that are different, and then maybe like Paris or something.
Sure.
Something over there.
I think you have to have a European stop just because it would be cool.
So when you're in this teleporter, are you just standing there with your suitcase? Because if you're going to the Alps, you can't just go dressed like you are now.
Well, you could change at your house and then just jump in your machine and then be there fully dressed, do whatever you want to do, and then teleport back. Or if you want to... like, you could basically live anywhere in the world you want to, but you would just teleport back and go home and go to bed. So if you wanted to live in Spain, like, you could just jump in your machine on the weekend, spend the weekend there, and then boom, get back for work.
One of my choices I put was my own kitchen. Because a lot of times I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, that bag of Cheetos is so far away.
So work in kitchen.
So those are
two. It's all the way on the other side of the house. I could just snap my fingers and be right at the pantry.
Do you have a third?
I'm thinking about it.
What about you, Ham?
It was a toss-up between Yellowstone or Vail.
Ooh, okay.
See, yeah.
And then the other two is one, there's a Chinese place I really like in Richardson.
Okay.
And then the other one's a restaurant that I go to all the time off Greenville Avenue.
So you could just, like, not even worry about takeout or yeah. ordering.
Because I don't live on that side of town, so if I could just teleport over to the east side of Dallas, oh, that'd be so clutch.
Okay.
So Ham's only going to work in Chinese food places.
Or you could just, like, go to China and find a really good Chinese food place
no.
there.
No, because yeah, I don't like authentic Chinese food. It's the same amount of time. Food. I like sweet and sour chicken.
Do you know what this idiot orders? He orders sesame chicken without sesames on it.
What's wrong with the sesames? You can barely taste
it. It's too much. I just can't deal with it.
It's too much. Sesame seeds are too much.
So we have to ask for them on the side.
Oh my god.
What about you, Lando?
Work would be one.
Okay.
Specs, two. And then the red light district in Amsterdam.
Okay.
See, we can both meet up in Amsterdam.
Now, can we use each other's teleportation machines? Like, if I want to go to Amsterdam, I can just...
I'll just drive
go
to Specs.
To Lando's.
Oh, all right.
That's fun, though.
I don't know if we solved anything.
Out of my kitchen, Lando.
And is it like 100%? Like, I'm not going to, like, teleport somewhere and have, like, an arm growing out of my butthole.
See, I would never trust it.
No.
Like, I don't trust it. These things are tested, right?
Like, if a fly flies in your teleport machine, then you just have wings.
Now, let's say it's like a 98% chance you're going to be fine, but a 2% chance you have a butt arm when you transport somewhere.
I would just swear
to you take it.
To the ladies in Bangkok that the teleporter made me look like this. Like, I swear to you, back in America, I look a lot better.
Don't worry about the butt arm.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's it works fine.
Well, I don't know if we solved anything, but
we definitely did.
We had some fun, and hopefully George and everybody squared away on his front.
There we go.
You can hear him tomorrow morning at 6.